Brilliance Audio presents The Weirdest People in the World, How the West Became Psychologically Peculiar and Particularly Prosperous, by Joseph Henrich, performed by Corey Jackson. This audiobook includes a PDF of the figures and graphics that accompanied the print edition. If you have purchased an audio CD version, look for the PDF on a separate disc. It appears as an additional file if you have purchased an MP3 CD or MP3 download version. Preface. In 2006, I unwittingly set off down the path leading to this book when I moved from the Department of Anthropology at Emory University to the University of British Columbia, UBC, in Vancouver, where I became a professor in the departments of both psychology and economics. This was indeed an unlikely port of call, since I'd never taken a course in either field. Soon after arriving at UBC, two seemingly independent developments laid the foundation for this book. First, the head of the Department of Economics, Angie Reedish, suggested that I might teach a course called The Wealth and Poverty of Nations to fulfill my teaching obligation in the department. She'd noticed that when I was a graduate student at UCLA, I had taught a seminar based on Jared Diamond's book, Guns, Germs, and Steel. This teaching opportunity led me deep into the literature and economics on why countries differ in prosperity and why the Industrial Revolution occurred in Europe, but not elsewhere. Topically, this research naturally fit my long-running anthropological interest in the evolution of human societies, although anthropologists usually didn't try to explain things that occurred after the rise of ancient states. Economists, by contrast, at that time, rarely looked back more than about 500 years from the present. Each time I taught the course, I modified the readings, which provided me with a chance to explore and critique the field. While this was fun, I didn't realize just how important this knowledge would be to my ongoing efforts to understand human psychological variation. The second important development arose as I got to know two UBC social psychologists, Ara Norenzayan and Steve Heine. Ara, an Armenian who had emigrated from war-torn Lebanon to Fresno, California when he was 18 years old, had spent the early part of his scientific career studying cultural differences in perception, thinking styles, and reasoning. Steve, whose research was, I suspect, often inspired by interactions with his Japanese wife, had been comparing how Canadians and Japanese...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?